This is Akashvani, the news read by Neena Arakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Kartavya Bhavan 3 at Kartavya Path in New Delhi today. On the occasion, he will also address a public program. Kartavya Bhavan 3 is part of the broader transformation of the Central Vista. A correspondent reports that it is the first among several upcoming common central secretariat buildings that aim to streamline administrative processes and enable agile governance.
Kartavya Bhavan 3 is a modern office complex of about 1.5 lakh square meters spread over two basements and seven floors. It will house key ministries including Home, External Affairs, Rural Development, MSME, DOPT and the Office of the Principal Scientific Advisor. It will lead in sustainability with various power saving and recycling facilities resulting in 30% energy saving. It will also lead in sustainability with double glazed facades, rooftop solar water heating, advanced heating, ventilation and air conditioning systems, and rainwater harvesting. With Raisuddin, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
After a devastating cloudburst triggered a flood yesterday in Kheer Ganga River, Dharali, located in Uttarkashi district of Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations are ongoing at a war footing. The Army, NDRF, SDRF, district administration and other concerned agencies are actively involved in rescue and relief efforts. Over 130 people have been safely evacuated so far. SDRF Commander Arpan Yadubanshi informed that additional teams equipped with advanced gear and dog squads are en route to the disaster site.
दरअली के विभिन्न स्थानों से 70 से 80 लोगों को सुरक्षित रेस्क्यू करके गंगोत्री ले जाया गया है और ये सभी लोग सेफ हैं। 50 से 60 फीट ऊंचा मलबा है और ये लगभग दूसरी मंजिल तक पहुंच गया है और ये मलबा दलदली है। हमारी टीम रास्ता बनाने की कोशिश कर रही है। इसके अलावा रिजर्व में बटालियन हेडक्वार्टर से हमने 40 लड़कों की टीम जिसमें पैरामेडिक्स हैं, डॉग स्क्वाड है, हमारे दो डॉग भी इसमें जा रहे हैं, सभी के साथ हमारी टीम रवाना हो गई है।
To strengthen relief efforts, two inspector generals, three superintendents of police, 11 deputy SPs and nearly 300 police personnel have been deployed. Special units of the PAC and the Indian Reserve Battalion, IRB, are also assisting in relief work. The Public Works Department and the Border Roads Organization, BRO, are focused on clearing the blocked roads. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami reviewed the situation at the Dehradun Disaster Operations Center last night. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the India-Philippines partnership is not only beneficial for the people of both countries, it is also an anchor for peace, stability and prosperity in the region. Hosting a banquet in his honour, President Murmu added that today's elevation of the bilateral ties to strategic partnership will further bolster our multifaceted cooperation. Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah has said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the Minister of Cooperation is committed to transforming cooperatives into vibrant and successful business units. He said this while chairing the second meeting of the consultative committee of his ministry on the initiatives to strengthen the cooperative sector in New Delhi yesterday. Union Minister of Cooperation said that the National Cooperative Policy 2025 provides a comprehensive roadmap for sustainable cooperative development in the country. Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya and SAP Labs India Innovation Park signed an MOU during the inauguration ceremony of Innovation Park at Devanahalli, Bengaluru, Karnataka. Delivering a keynote address at the event yesterday, Minister of Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav said that the SAP Labs India Innovation Park is a timely investment in the Indian growth story. In chess, the third edition of the Chennai Grand Masters tournament will kick off in Chennai today. The tournament includes two round-robin groups split into two sections, the Masters and the Challengers. In Masters Round 1, clashes lined up today. India Grand Master Arjun Rigasi is set to face American Evander Liang, while Vidit Gujarati will be up against the Dutch player Jordan Van Foreest. And that is the end of this news bulletin.